bitch with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo.
Welcome back to Two G's in a Podcast with Graciela
and Gina.
And today we have a lot to say, per usual.
Yeah.
But let's just get right into it. So I was having this conversation with someone a couple like days ago, where basically we were charting different type of people. So like, okay, so there's like red, yellow, green, right?
Okay.
And then you're gonna, okay, so we're gonna like put each person, each type of person into a category dating wise. So let's say like a red would be an unemployed man. You put him in red because you don't want that.
Like, so it's like things about that person that makes them fall into a category.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So I just want to hear what you have to say. Like, what do you think are some different categories that, because I've already had this conversation. So it's like, I want to hear your perspective on what you think each type of like category.
Okay. I feel like for the sake of the listeners and like for my comprehension of what hits each light, I think you should give like an example.
Okay. So one of the examples that I gave, I'll just give like a couple for like each category. Yeah. So for me, a type of man that belongs in the green, which is like the best level that you can be at, right?
Okay.
Is a man who has sisters. Because I feel like they're put onto game. So they're like, they know what a girl wants, and those are going to be your lover boys.
Okay.
Right? A type of man. And then another one would be like a car guy, because I feel like car guys are always going to have money, because being a car guy is expensive. So it's like you're going in that green category. Someone that has like a little office job, I feel like they belong in the yellow. But I feel like those tend to be the type of men that they might not really be like trying to do stuff for real, because they're kind of like in a house. I'm like, yeah, which can be a bad thing, but it can also be a good thing.
Okay, but what if he has an office job, but he has three sisters?
Okay, well, that's what it just depends on what you like. There's multiple takes on it, you know. That's why I want to hear your perspective. Okay. And then like a red would obviously be like, oh, he's unemployed, he don't got a car. Like, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
And then I want you to categorize yourself. Like, where do you think you belong?
Okay. I feel like I'm gonna go like in reverse order.
Okay.
Because that might be like easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like someone that would be in the red category, in my opinion, is a person that was on like a varsity team in high school for a sport.
Okay.
Because, and like they didn't make it to like college.
That's really sport funny.
Because I feel like those people, you will be hearing about how they played whatever game, had the like last shot for this like big state champion game, until they're 89 years old.
Okay.
And it's just like, you're not a D1 athlete. You didn't make it to no D. Like, you're just a high school athlete, and they do not let you forget.
It's so funny that you said that, because one of the things that I said for my red category was an athlete who got injured and didn't get to play. Because I think they're worse, because something happens that was out of their control, that was like, you literally cannot play again. Right?
Yeah.
The varsity ones at least had a chance, and they're still, you know, like you had that opportunity, but you will never, ever, ever not hear about an injured athlete's like journey and what it was like for them and how they could have been pro.
Yeah, and their injury could have happened when they were in like Pee Wee soccer or something, and we're gonna hear about it till the end of time. That's definitely a red. I feel like a yellow for me would be like, at this point in life that I'm at, I feel like someone that's like a manager at like a retail or like customer service type job. So like someone that's like a manager at like Target or like McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, you kind of have something to your name. You've been here long enough to get a manager position. But why do you work here at your age?
And you said that's yellow?
Yeah, because I feel like they just need someone to give them like a firm speaking with, like, okay, it's time to like level up.
I can definitely agree that that's a yellow, because where do you go from there? Like, mm-hmm. that's where, like...
I don't want to say it's not a real job to me, but it's not a real job to me.
I think it's definitely a real job. It's just that I don't, like, it's no growing. Like, it's no... Like, where do you go from there? After you're the manager at, like...
You're, like, the general manager at the store, and then you're regional manager of the area or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
But there's, like, multiple... different, like there's like multiple different Crocs stores, for example, mm-hmm. in Maryland. So mm-hmm. it's like all the managers from those Crocs stores are gonna be fighting for that one position, and you're telling me that you're gonna get that one position 10 other people are fighting for?
Yeah, but to me, like, that's still not like a adult job, like a real adult job. So I'm still gonna be like,
what are they? Aren't they in charge of
like maybe a regional manager of a paper company? But not like you walking up and down the aisles restocking stuff. I don't think
that's what the regional manager does.
Don't they have to, like, fill in if someone, like, calls out and they don't have nobody else?
The regional manager for our Crocs store never stepped foot in our store.
Oh, what'd they do?
He was just telling us how much money we need to be making.
Okay, well, how long did he have to work at the Crocs store before he got there?
I don't know.
Well, because I'm not seeing nobody who's not going to hit that position till they're 45.
Well, that's what I'm saying, where it's like, if there's 10 other people fighting for that one position, it's very unlikely that you specifically are going to get it. So I definitely agree that that's, like, a yellow.
Yeah, because I do think that they could, like, move on. That mm-hmm. just, like, for me is not enough. Like, I'm proud of you for having stable employment, but I need you to do more if you're gonna, like, be bumped up a category. But I feel like someone that is, like, a category higher, like a green, would be I don't even know, because if I'm just thinking of, like, one single attribute about a person, I would say someone that has a good credit score. Because I feel like that feels, like, grown to me. Like, that feels mature. Like, you have good financial literacy. Like, I don't have to worry about being with someone that's going to, like, put me in debt. Like, rope me into their mess. Like, if you have a good credit score, you're, like, open enough about your finances and stuff. And if you guys are avid listeners of the podcast, you know that's important to me. So.
Okay, and before you tell me, like, what you think you are. Mm-hmm. Can you do three, but for, like, women specifically? Because, like, the answers I gave were, like, specifically for men. I have a lot to say about on the women, too.
Well, can you go first? There's a lot of brain power to do it back to back. And I feel like you've been sitting waiting for the opportunity. So, your truth.
Okay. So, for women, a red flag to me is the women that are, like, oh, I like to hang out with men more. Like, I'm more, I'm closer to men mm-hmm. because, like, women are too much drama mm-hmm. because they are the drama. No, 100%. They are the drama.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was one thing, like, when we were, like, younger, like, those type of girls were always really annoying. Mm-hmm. But if you're still in that mindset and you're a grown-ass woman now, you are, like, ran through, sister.
Whoa.
So, yeah. No, any girl that says that, do not trust her. Mm-hmm. A yellow for a girl, it's so hard because I feel like women are just so perfect that, like, finding their flaws. I would say a nurse, right? Because I've seen this study on TikTok. Right. So I don't know if this is scientifically proven or not. All right, y'all.
Reputable.
But they say that nurses are, like, a large percentage. I can't remember the number, the exact number, but they're very, very likely to cheat on their partner.
Oh.
Or to be, like, really loyal. Oh. So
50-50. Yeah. Just shot in the dark.
So they're, like, yellow to me because, like, the career is, like, they're bringing a good income in. You know, I feel like to be a nurse, you have to be really, like, compassionate. Like, you have to be, like, you know.
Well, you're supposed to
be. A kind person.
Or you're, like, one of the mean girls from school. There's not really, like, in-betweens for that.
I feel like those type of girls don't make it to be real nurses. I feel like those are the types that are, like, the dental assistants.
No, they make it to nurses.
That's pretty sad.
Based on, like, research statistics I've had to do for projects, they unfortunately make it.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I've only really encountered, like, really nice nurses, so.
That's really good. Keep up the good work, ladies.
Yeah, but yeah, no, like, I feel like that's a perfect yellow because, yeah, you just never know.
Okay.
And then a green is a girl that her name starts with a G, ends with an A.
Period.
But no, I think that like a girl that's just really independent can be a green flag because you don't got to worry about. Well, actually, no, that might be a red flag because then she don't fucking need you. The fuck. Maybe come back to me on the green because I can't think of like one thing about a girl that's like, yeah, because I can think of it in like a negative way and a positive way too.
Okay. Okay. This is like what first came to mind for me for a red light for a woman, but it's not really like gender specific. It could definitely go either way.
Okay.
But I feel like either way, it's a red. I think that someone that is a hardcore, diehard Disney adult is like the biggest red light ever, because I feel like there's a really big difference between going to Disney as an adult and enjoying it and kind of being able to experience your childhood dreams and like you're fulfilled in that way. But then there's the people that like spend thousands of dollars each season on merch and like trying to get collector's items and are really obsessive about taking pictures with the characters and just being really like childish. Because I do understand that people have childhood traumas and Disney's very healing for a lot of adults, but I think that you can take it way too far, and those types of people to me are like, I can't be around you.
Well, after a certain point it just gets really weird and like I'm uncomfy. Like, have you seen that lady that she collects like everything Mickey Mouse, and she has like thousands and thousands of Mickey Mouse related things in her house?
No, I haven't, but just to kind of like piggyback on that, what I was thinking initially, but I decided to like stray a little bit for the sake of not offending anyone, is like people that are real weird about like Hello Kitty collector's items.
Bro.
But like, once again, there's like levels to it. It's like, okay, you just collect things that are Hello Kitty or like a certain character, like, okay, cool. But if you have a whole room dedicated to Hello Kitty, like, you're weird. Like, that's too much.
It's no reason I should walk in your house and you got a cookie jar that it has Hello Kitty on it.
Or, like, you got a Hello Kitty Funko Pop in the box because you, like, were collecting all of them and you can't take not a single one of them out the box. Like, that's weird to me. It's never that deep. It's never that serious. I feel like a yellow would be a girl that smells really good. And not just, like, hygiene. I hear people are like, oh, like, I like when people have good hygiene. Like, everyone should have good hygiene, and if you don't, reevaluate yourself. But I feel like a girl that smells good and really pays attention to the way that she smells is, like, a yellow flag because, okay, period, like, you're conscious about how much space you take up and, like, the smell that you give when you walk in a room. But then I feel like that's the only part of your life that you have together.
That's a hot take. I like that one. I like that one. Okay.
Because I feel like if you're that locked in on one thing, then you're just not locked in everywhere else where you actually need to be.
That's really funny. I like that one.
Thank you for your validation. And I feel like green, I don't know. Green is like hard because
it's hard for me for women. Like, I feel like I can pinpoint a lot of like green for men, but for women it's a little bit more difficult.
I feel like green would be a girl that has her makeup routine down to a T, and she could do it in like 10 minutes, like full face, full beat, from primer, eyebrows, foundation, concealer, lashes, blush, bronzer, contour, powder, set it, eyeliner, everything in between. If a girl can do all of that in like 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes before she has to like run out the door, go to work, go to brunch, go to the club, wherever she needs to be at, green.
Period.
Because like that means that you're in your routine. Like, you have your routine, you stick to it, you know that it works, you know that it's good, and you're probably like stable in other aspects of your life too. Like, you're just on top of things. It's one step up from the perfume.
Okay.
Like, but her perfume's not like loud when she walks in a room. But like, you, she sits next to you and you're like, oh, someone smells good. Because you know there's people that's like, oh, someone smells good. And they'd be like, me. That's the yellow.
Yeah.
When it's like, oh, it smells good in here, and it's humble, it's quiet, but she knows it's her, green.
Okay, sure. I like that.
Yeah.
When you were saying that, the thing that popped into mind for my green was a girl that got her driver's license on the first try. Because I think that that says a lot about the discipline that you have in you to be, like, young and actually, like, pass the test on the first try.
Yeah.
Right? and then you do all the driving, school, all that extra stuff, and then you pass your actual driver's license, like, test on the first try, too, that says that you have a lot of discipline, because as a little, like, what, 16, 17-year-old, 15 for some even, it's just, like, you were that determined to get your license that you did it on the first go perfectly. That says a lot.
You feel like it's determination, or it's just, like, it's within you? Like, can you learn that, or do you just have it?
I think it's just within you.
You know, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
No. She's just born with it. I'm not saying you're not valid if you did not, if that was not your experience. But I'm saying that if that is your experience, I feel like you're a green flag.
That's funny.
Especially with something like driving. Like, that's something that's, like, a lot of people get really scared. Like, they don't. Because it is scary.
No, like, when you think about it, you're operating a one-ton vehicle. Like, right. That's like an elephant, bro.
No, like, I started teaching my sister how to drive, and I'm just like, the fact that this is, like, when I was her age, I didn't look at myself like I'm a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I felt like I'm grown. But I look at her, and I'm like, y'all put me behind the wheel, and I was, like, a child.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
So, yeah. And even it's, like, I think for Maryland, it's, like, 15 to 9 months.
That's when you can get your permit.
Yeah. And, like, start driving. So, it's, like, that's so crazy.
It is. But you have to have a licensed adult in the car with you.
But that's still
crazy. Because it's just for, like, practice purposes. But then what age should it be, you know? Like, I feel like milestones, at no point, like, if you keep moving the time up or down, like, it's always going to feel crazy. So,
I feel like it's that the age is perfect, but it's just a really crazy thought to have where it's, like, no, like, children are driving these cars.
Yeah, that's why I'd be hating, like, Honda Civics, because I feel like that's a first-person car.
Yeah.
Like that, or, like, maybe, like, Toyota Camry or something. I don't know, just, like, the Hyundais, like, the real safe cars. Like, in reliable, I like to stay away from them when I'm on the road, because I feel like that's a student driver right there. That's a new driver.
And don't let me see a student driver sticker.
I saw someone talking about some saw a student driver sticker on a car and cut them off.
Yeah.
Character development.
Now you know what it's like. The fuck?
That's crazy. Do you want to... I feel like you should do yours first.
Oh, I should do my first.
Yeah.
I think I'm a yellow. And let me explain why I'm a yellow, right? I think I'm a yellow because there are a lot of green things about me.
Wait, can I, like, interject for a question? This is, like, dating.
Yes,
dating-wise. Okay. Because, I mean, as a person, like, I know, but...
Okay. Dating-wise, I think that I'm a yellow because there are a lot of green things about me. But I think that the red things about me are significant enough to, like, bring me down, right? So I think that for me, I'm the type of person where it's like, if I ask you to do something and then you don't do it when I ask you to do it, don't even worry about it. I got it, right? And that just comes because I'm the older sister and I'm very independent. And to you, you might look at me like, bitch, like, I was about to do it. Like, just give me a second. Like, yeah. But to me, it's just like, no, it really frustrates me that you didn't just do it when I asked. And I also have a lot of expectations of people. So I feel like it's really easy for me to be disappointed if I don't get what I envisioned out of someone, which can be a lot of pressure on someone, right? Because it's like, there's these expectations set on you that you don't even really know about.
Yeah.
So that's red right there, right? But I think in every other aspect, I'm like a green because I'm like, you know, I'm employed. Like, I got my own car. Like, you don't got to worry about me. It's like, I'm loyal. Oh, another thing that's red about me is, well, some people can consider it to be, like, red, is that me, I'm out and about always. And I think that where we're at in, like, our age right now, there's a lot of people that think that if you are out every weekend as a girl, it's, like, problematic because it's, like, you know, all these men are gonna, like, But it's just, like, you know, okay, like, if you think that that's a red flag, you know what, I respect it, because you know how I feel about men being out and about, but, yeah, it's, like, and it, like, I'm employed, I'm very independent, so it's just, like, yeah, everything else is, like, I'm green, but the two red I have are just significant, so I say I'm a yellow, like,
I feel like being outside and going out shouldn't be perceived as a red.
Definitely not.
For a lot of people, if it is, because I feel like if you can go out and have all of your other things together, then it's obviously not a problem that you be outside or like that women be outside. And if you really think about it, women should be outside because we should be able to have our time to just hang out with one another and experience the spaces without men. So I actually feel like men should say, no, I'm kidding. No, guys, I'm kidding. But I feel like if someone sees it as a red flag that you be going out a lot, then that's not really the partner that you need to be with, because I feel like a partner would want to go out with you if they know that that's something that you enjoy doing. Or if it's just not their vibe, then they just wouldn't have a problem with it.
Right.
Type stuff. So I feel like if someone sees it as a red flag, you're like a boring party pooper. Like, I don't
Lame.
Know. Like, maybe sit outside by the pool or something for a second to calm down because you're weird. But as far as myself, I definitely think that I'm a red. Like, major, major walking red. Red light, red flag, red
box,
red, like... Because I'm at a point in my life where, like, relationship-wise, it's not going to work out. And realistically, I'm not going to try to waste anybody's time either. So I feel like that's a positive with me knowing that I'm a red. But it's like, I'm about to finish law school. I'm about to be studying. I'm going to be literally, physically, emotionally, emotionally, mentally, like, all of it, unavailable for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big red. I think that even before I was probably still a red because I'm like, oh, I'm in school. I'm not really free or I'm working or I have plans already. I'm just not very available, I think. And I don't have like a real job. I'm financially dependent. Like I don't do nothing on my own. So I feel like when it really comes down to it, like, I'm not at a point in life where I'm, like, I wouldn't probably not be a great partner at this time. And I know that, and that's okay.
Shoot. And you know what? The fact that you acknowledge that, that's okay. Like, that's all it fucking takes, because there's some people that would have said green. I think that if you say that you're a green, you're really a red. Because Please. That means you don't recognize that you got issues.
Like at least be self-aware.
Yeah, like, you're not self-aware at all. You're going to sit here and tell me you don't got one single red flag about yourself.
Like, I feel that's like in 3 years, I'll probably be a bright green, but not right now.
Yeah, and that's okay.
What do you guys think you are?
Yeah.
Go ahead and like let us know. Put it in the Google Doc, on Instagram, on TikTok.
Or even better, what do y'all think we are? We're 2 seasons in, and I feel like we've said enough for y'all to know somewhat of what our characters are like.
Yeah.
So
let us know.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening to 2 G's in a Podcast with Graciela
and Gina.
And follow us on all our social medias.
You already heard me say them, so just go do it.
With a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.